Hey guys, it's Jordan Byers, and you're listening to Chit Chat with Joby. Let's get right into the episode. Happy freaking New Year! Thank you for listening to my podcast in this new year of 2021. Today, I'm going to be talking about all of the things that I'm trying to do in 2021. And let me first start off by saying I am not the kind of person who usually does New Year's resolutions because I've always thought they were stupid. And here's why. Whenever I feel like I need to make a change in my life or I want to accomplish something, I just, you know, start doing it, you know, like I make a change or I start working towards a new goal or basically that. And I never wait till the new year to become a new person or change myself drastically or make drastic new goals. Like I'm constantly making goals and setting boundaries and setting these guidelines and tasks and all these different things to get me to where I want to be. And I'm not saying like I'm this perfect productive person. I'm not saying that at all. But I am really good at keeping myself on track when it comes to getting to where I want to go in life. And obviously I'm nowhere even close to where I want to be in life, but I do have to give myself a little pat on the back because I do work really hard to keep on track and keep taking the little tiny minuscule steps towards my ultimate goal in life and goals, not one goal, but the goals in life. So I thought I'd sit down and just, I don't know, I want to give you guys a little bit of positivity for your new year, but I also want to share a bunch of things that I have written down for my 2021. And honestly, I feel like I definitely did fall off the wagon, and that's why I did do some New Year's resolutions this year. I fall off the wagon with my productivity and just my habits or things that I want to be doing every once in a while, and it just takes a day for me to sit down, really think about who I am, who I want to be, where I want to go, where I am now, and I write out everything that I'm trying to do, and then I start making tasks and how to get from point A to point B. Basically, I'm obsessed with productivity, and I'm working on a new project because I am so obsessed with productivity. I'm like, goodness, I need to create a resource to share my method with you guys because it truly has worked so well for me. So, you know what? That's on my list. So, I opened a notebook to a fresh page and I wrote out four things. The first one is, what do I want to accomplish in 2021? The second one is habits to start in 2021. And then we have habits to quit in 2021. And then I have one for manifesting. I'm just going to go through some of the things that I wrote down and just share a bit of who I am and who I want to be. This is definitely going to be a very raw episode because I usually don't share, you know, this much depth of what I'm trying to do with my life just because I don't want to like jinx anything. But at the same time, like if you work hard enough and you take the steps to get where you want to go, I 100% believe that you can do anything with your life. All you have to do is put in the time, effort, and positivity, baby. Let me tell you, there's a lot of positivity that you got to just hype yourself up constantly to get where you want to go. And I definitely fall off that positivity wagon every once in a while and need to just get back up on the horse and keep going, which is definitely kind of what happened this year. I mean, I went to Ohio for Christmas and I left 2 days after Christmas and I got back to my apartment and, you know, I just was sad. Every single year after Christmas, it's just so sad. Like there's nothing to do. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm bored as hell. I'm laying in bed just watching Netflix and being sad because everybody's out of town visiting their families and whatever, whatever. And Luis got COVID 6 weeks ago, and I haven't seen him in quite some time. And, you know, it's just there's a lot of sadness going around. There's a lot of sadness going on in my head these past couple of days. And I feel like now that it's January 1st, it literally is January 1st, and I'm going to try to get this up today, but I really feel like it's time to get back on my positivity train. And that's why I'm doing these resolutions this year. So let's just get straight into what I wrote down. So the very first thing that I wrote down for what do I want to accomplish is I want to solidify a relationship with a reliable manufacturer, a cosmetic manufacturer to be exact. And I don't have like solid plans of starting a brand or launching a product or anything, but I think because of who I am and one of my ultimate goals in life is to have my own cosmetics / skincare line somewhere down the line. I think it's important for me to kind of get in contact with some manufacturers and facilities that create cosmetics and skincare and just kind of start a relationship with them. And that doesn't mean that I am trying to launch a brand this year. That just means I'm trying to create an established relationship for future use. And I feel like if you have an ultimate goal to start a brand or start a company or whatever, and you know it's not able to happen right now, I think it's still important to be networking and creating a list of people that you have like connections with and contacts for the future when you need them. And because I am about to graduate school this year, I have a full-time job. There's just so much going on. There's so much going on right now that I don't think I would have enough time to start a brand this year, but it's still really important for me to start that kind of relationship because I know that that is definitely a path that I would want to go in sometime in the future. So, yes. Then, another one. So, this is what I was talking about. I love productivity. Like, to a point where I can get really obsessed with productivity and trying to fit as much as I can into one day. And sometimes if I don't get enough done, I get really down on myself. But I have found a system that works so, so well for me. And I think I'm going to make a productivity planner and possibly sell it, but I'm not quite sure yet. If anything, I know that I want to make a customized productivity planner for myself to use because I've been doing the same system for about 3 years now, and it's just, I can't even explain to you how amazing it is, and it has helped me be so productive and get so much done and just further myself, whether that be personally or professionally. It's just been an amazing tool for me. So I'm thinking of, well, one, just creating one, a personalized one for myself to use and to continue using throughout the next couple of years or however long this system works for me. But then I'm also like, well, if it comes out cute, I might as well like see if I can make a small batch of it and just sell it out to the Joby Squad members or do like giveaways with my productivity planner or something like that. So what's on my list right now is creating a productivity planner. And actually on my to-do list for this week is to create the rough outline of what I want the inside to look like. So we will see, you guys. I'm really excited about this. This has been on my mind for quite some time. Actually, for a lot of 2020, I've been thinking about this. And unfortunately, there's just been so much going on with school and full-time jobs and all that good stuff that I never really got around to it. But that's where I really want to dive headfirst and stop making excuses for myself. Like, oh, I worked 10 hours today and then I also have two assignments to do, da-da-da. It's like, no, No, stop making excuses. You signed up for all of this and you want to achieve more. So put in the work, put in the hours, and you will get somewhere. That's just my little pep talk to myself, because 2021, I'm not messing around. Like, I really need to, like, I'm graduating college. I really need to just take it up a notch. I need to step up, take it to the next level, keep pushing forward, and get shit done, man. I need to get some shit done. So the next thing I have on my list is getting a raise at my job. So I started as an intern, and then I got a part-time job there as a ad coordinator, and then I went from part-time to full-time as an ad coordinator, and then I got a promotion to creative content coordinator. So all of that has happened in the last, since August. Oh my gosh, all of this has happened in under a year. And I'm really proud of myself, because I have truly dedicated so much time, energy, passion, creativity into working at the brand I am right now. It's called Glamnetic. I'm sure you guys are all familiar with it, because I just constantly rave about it. I love the product. I love my team. I love working there. But, you know, I'm trying to get a raise at some point this year, because, you know, LA is so expensive. Living here is so expensive, and I'm low-key struggling. So I need a raise at some point this year. We're manifesting a raise. We're all the good manifestation in the house here today and for the rest of 2021. It's going to happen, because I work my booty off. So I just have to prove myself, because I haven't been at the company very long, and I've already gone from internship to part-time to full-time to a promotion. Like, it's a lot. So I just need to continue proving myself more until that's able to happen. But you know what? I'm going to do it. So the next thing is afford my dream apartment and move in. So currently I live about 45 minutes away from downtown Los Angeles and like West Hollywood and all the fun places in LA. And I don't know, I'm not quite sure where I want to move in yet, but I want to move into a place that obviously I can afford every month, but also something that I've never had before. You know what I mean? So I'm manifesting being able to afford a dream apartment and move in after college. So we will see about that. And then the last one on what do I want to accomplish for 2021 is I'm just trying to graduate, y'all. I am just trying to get my degree, and I have one more quarter. I have 3 more months left, and I'm so close to finishing. So I'm just trying to get through, push through, get good grades, not slack off, and get my freaking diploma. So the next thing on my list is habits to start. So I've been doing the first two things. These have been on my daily habit list every day for like the past, I would say, 8 months. The first one is reading every day. I am really trying to make a habit out of reading every day, at least 30 minutes a day, and just really actually sitting down, comprehending the words from the author of the book I'm reading, and really taking in the information, the knowledge, the experience, and all that good stuff. I feel like this generation of young adults is so not into reading, because our attention span is so low. Like, I know from an ads perspective, because I work in ads, that people only will people will only watch the first 7 seconds. That's the average time that somebody will watch an ad on Instagram or Facebook, is 3 to 7 seconds, and then they click off. So my job is to basically make them either watch more of it or hook them in the first 3 seconds, which is very difficult to do. But basically, our attention spans are so, so short now because we have TikTok, and it's just all this instant content. There's such an influx in content, whether it be Netflix, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Like, there is content everywhere, and everything is new and fresh, and nobody is waiting around for a new Netflix show anymore. They just bounce from Netflix to Hulu to Amazon Prime to HBO to Disney Plus, whatever. And it has really messed with our attention span and how we're able to comprehend, because at the same time, a lot of us are watching TV and watching TikToks at the same time, or watching TV and scrolling through Instagram at the same time, watching a movie and doing 15 other different things around the house. Like, it's kind of concerning. So I'm trying to dial it back, and I'm not saying this as like trying to shame anyone, because I do the same thing. I literally watch a Netflix series and I'm on my phone, or I'm doing other things, or I'm working, or I'm everything all the time. It's just, it's overwhelming. But at the same time, I've noticed, like, it's just not how I want to be. I want to be able to comprehend things and make my, like, learn a longer, I don't even know how to say it, you know what I mean, just whatever. So I'm trying to read, and this last 2020 I've read about 12 books, which to me is an accomplishment, because 2019 I read maybe one or two books. So I'm really proud of myself for reading 12 books, but I still have yet to make it a habit to read every single day. I mean, I'm not trying to read 7 days out of the week, but if I could at least sit down and read for half an hour, 4 to 5 times a week, that's perfect. And that's what I'm trying to do, because I feel like there's so much we're missing out on. There's so much knowledge and information and skills. And I just love books because I feel like it's a form of content that we're not as engaged with anymore as millennials and Gen Zers, whatever you want to call it. You know, I feel like we need to, as a Gen Z millennial, I think I'm a Gen Z. I'm 21, but I'm not quite sure. I think we need to re-engage ourselves in books and constantly learning. And I'm at the point where I'm about to graduate college, and I'm not going to read a textbook ever again, and I'm not going to read an assigned reading book ever again. So to really enforce this habit of constantly learning and constantly searching for answers, and not just letting my education stop when I graduate, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to constantly evolve as a person and constantly better myself. And I feel like when I read books and I learn from other people's mistakes and experiences and what's worked, what hasn't worked, I truly feel more confident that I will be able to make the right decisions. And when it comes to business, life, anything, I love reading. And sometimes it's hard for me to read because I'm like, oh, well, I rather watch Netflix, or I rather just scroll through TikTok for 2 hours before I go to bed. So it definitely is one of those things where I have to push myself to sit down, read that book, get off my phone. You know, it can be difficult sometimes. So that's why I'm trying to make a habit out of it. So the next thing is obviously working out. Everybody, I feel like everybody's New Year's resolution, one of their New Year's resolutions is to work out or lose weight or eat healthy. Well, I've been, I mean, I don't want this episode to be all about dieting and health and working out and all that stuff, because I've had episodes like that before and they actually do really well. So maybe I should dedicate another episode to what has been working for me, because I've actually lost 4 pounds. I'm so excited. I've lost 4 pounds since Christmas. And I know you're probably thinking, holy crap, that's really fast. But I've really stuck to my plan, my diet plan, and working out and drinking a lot of water and not overeating, because I definitely have a problem with stress eating and overeating and not controlling my portions. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about that 4-pound loss. Like, yes, honey, yes, you're actually seeing results, which is amazing. It's what I need. So happy about that. So the next on the list is eating healthier and controlling my portions. This will always be something that I'm trying to make a habit out of, because I am a stress eater and I am a comfort eater. Whenever I'm stressed or anxious or sad or whatever, I turn to food. I turn to pizza. I turn to carbs. I turn to all the things that you should not be turning to when you're stressed out. And yeah, so I'm definitely trying to control my portions and listening to my body and knowing when I'm full. I'm trying to figure out how to tell when I'm full and taking longer to eat a meal and stopping like a little bit before I'm full. You know what I mean? So that's a habit that I need to start. Next one is getting outside and walking Gray for 3 to 4 times a week. So I walk Gray to the mailbox and back, which is like 5 minutes there, 5 minutes back. And that's just like so mean to Gray. Like, I'm looking at him. He's so cute. He deserves longer than a 10-minute walk each day. So I'm putting on my list that I need to get outside. I need to soak in that vitamin D. I need to let Gray have more time outside. It's just, dang, this year I've literally barely left my apartment. Sometimes I go a week or 2 weeks without leaving my apartment, and then I have to leave because I have to go get groceries or something. But dang, me and Gray need more than that. We need to be out more than that for sure. So the next thing and the last thing on my habits to start list is to take the extra step and separate myself from my past self and others. So I listened to this podcast from Ed Milet today, and it was all about separating yourself from your old self and from others. So basically, he was just talking about how you need to push yourself to take that extra step, to do the extra work, and to just realize when you're doing so. Like, recognize yourself and celebrate yourself when you notice yourself separating yourself from others and doing more than your past self and taking that extra step. So I'm definitely going to take more time to just notice and pat myself on the back when I am taking the extra step and separating from my old self. Because I feel like we don't give ourselves enough credit. And I want to take this year to credit myself for the work and the good that I do for myself and others. You know what I mean? And it's not about being vain or like being obsessed with yourself. It's just about giving yourself credit for, instead of doing your regular 30-minute workout, going to 45-minute workout. Like, that's taking the extra step. Credit yourself, pat yourself on the back, celebrate who you are because you took that extra step, instead of, you know, eating that giant bowl of ice cream that you have in the fridge. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. I definitely think that you guys should check out Ed Milet's podcast. It's so inspirational. So now we're going to go into habits to quit for 2021. I've talked about this so many times. I'm trying to quit my emotional eating. Next thing is I need to break this little habit of having senioritis, and I've been a little bit lazy with school the past 2 quarters, so I'm trying to quit that habit of being lazy and really just finish strong with school. The next one is watching TV all day when working. So I have this really bad habit where I just start a Netflix season or something or a series or a movie or whatever right when I wake up, and I just am watching, or not actively watching all day long, but I just have the TV on all day long, and I'll be working on my computer, I'll be, you know, cooking or whatever. The TV is always on, and I'm realizing that needs to stop because it's it is definitely taking away from my productivity and how much I get done because I get so distracted. I need to get in the habit of actually taking my self-care routine more seriously. Like, I need to actually shave my legs even when my boyfriend is not in town. And it's not because I'm doing it for anybody else, but just because I like my legs shaven and smooth. And I need to get in the habit of actually putting lotion on my body. I don't know about you, but I have never been one in my entire life to actually put on lotion on my whole body. I don't know what it is. Like, I'll only put lotion on if my legs are really ashy or whatever, or I'm going out and I'm wearing a dress or something. You know what I mean? I don't understand. Like, I need to put on lotion every single day. What is wrong with me? Like, I love the feeling of being all moisturized and soft and plump. Well, not plump, but like my skin is moisturized and plump. But I need to take that more seriously. Like, shave my legs, even when Luis is not here. Put lotion on my entire body just because my skin needs that moisture. Like, I do a full-ass skincare routine for my face, but I've been neglecting my body forever. And I've never cared about giving my body skincare. What the heck? And then I do, like, gua sha, which is when you scrape that tool on your face to relieve toxins from your skin. And it's like, so good for you, whatever. I'll do that once every like 2 weeks. Like, no. I need to get in the habit of taking my skincare and my self-care and my routines that make me feel good more seriously. I should be doing more masks. I should be doing more bubble baths. I should be moisturizing my whole body every day. And I need to stop being lazy about it. All right, you guys, I am going to finish off this episode with sharing my manifestations for 2021. So the first thing I'm manifesting is confidence. I've definitely felt a huge lack in confidence because I've gained about 25 pounds during COVID and during quarantine, and it has really just taken, my confidence has taken a huge hit because of it. And I'm that's so dumb. Like, hello, I'm slim thicky, more slim thicker than I was before, but I'm still cute and I'm still beautiful in my own way, and I still deserve, you know, the love and confidence that I deserve. You know what I mean? Just because I'm a little thicker doesn't mean I'm not worthy or not deserving. So that confidence needs to come back in 2021. The next thing I'm manifesting is, on that confident note, the next thing is losing 20 pounds. Basically, I'm just trying to get back to a healthier weight. It's not that my weight right now isn't healthy, because it is a healthy weight. I'm not overweight or anything like that at all. It's just I feel uncomfortable in my body, because I'm used to a certain weight that I've been for the last 4 years, and I would like to get back to that weight where I feel comfortable. And I don't know, like, it's not really about the whole losing weight thing for me. It's more about just feeling comfortable in my body and feeling confident in my body and looking in the mirror and feeling beautiful with how I look. And that also has to do with the whole confidence thing. And I should be able to look in the mirror right now and feel beautiful. But unfortunately, I don't. So I'm just trying to get comfortable with my body. And I know my body has changed a lot during quarantine, but I'm trying to do both. Feel confident in the body that I have now, but also get back to my comfortable body weight. You know what I mean? All right. The next thing is financial freedom. And this does not mean in excess. This does not mean like I'm being realistic here. I'm not going to have excessive money. I'm not going to be rich by the end of 2021. Like, what I mean by this is just to feel comfortable, like have some sort of financial freedom. So that just means for me being able to pay my rent, my insurance, my bills, gas, and not feel so stressed, like, oh my gosh, I have no money left. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to have that safety bubble where I have a little bit of financial freedom to not feel so stressed all the time about, oh, I need to figure out how to make more money. Oh, I need to, you know, get this sponsorship or do this or do that. I need more money. I need a side job. I need a another hustle, da, 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 da. I just want to feel financially secure by the end of 2021 because I am graduating and I, you know, have to be a big girl. I need to grow up, you know. I need to actually take my finances seriously and think about the future and plan for the future and save for the future and not just be like, oh, I have this money from a sponsorship that I did. Let's go shopping. You know what I mean? Like, that's got to quit. So I'm manifesting my financial habits changing, and I do have that on my to-do list, is to figure out how to kind of budget myself this year. So financial freedom, that's happening this year. I know it is. I'm manifesting it. And then the last two things I'm manifesting are stronger relationships and friendships with people. I'm always manifesting this just because I feel like connection with people is so important and having relationships is important. And also my relationship with Luis, it's amazing right now, but being long distance definitely is hard. So I'm just manifesting a stronger relationship with him and stronger friendships and all that good stuff. And then lastly, I'm manifesting intense creative brainstorms. And this is because, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I really lack creativity. And I'm manifesting so much creativity to come in my head. And I just want to have all this creativity. I want to be creative. I want to think of new things, new ideas. Just, I need it all to come to my brain. So, oh my gosh, that sounded really scary. But basically, I'm manifesting creativity. And yes, that might sound silly, but I'm doing it. So there you go, guys. That is everything on my 2021 New Year's resolutions. I hope this might inspire you for what you're planning on doing. It might not, whatever. I'm just sharing my personal feelings and doing a little bit of a deep dive into, you know, some personal areas of my life and sharing things about my future that I've not really delved very deep into, just because sometimes I feel weird about saying, oh, my biggest dream in life is to be an entrepreneur, because, like, what if it doesn't happen? You know what I mean? And that's the wrong type of thinking. I should be screaming at the top of my lungs, I want to be an entrepreneur, because I believe in myself and I know I will be, because I am a hard worker and I take all the steps to get to where I want to go. So yes, I will be an entrepreneur. And I'm saying that boldly, loudly, clearly. Knowing that I will take the hard steps to get there. And that's another thing about the confidence thing. Like, take responsibility for your dreams and goals. If you want something, own it. Don't just be like, oh, I want this, but, you know, what if it doesn't happen? If you have that mindset, it's probably not going to happen. And that's me telling me, own it, bitch. Own it. If you want to be an entrepreneur, own it. You might not be one now, but you might be in 5-10 years. Own it. And that's all I got to say. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Happy New Year's. We're going to do so many great things in this new year, and I'm so excited for us. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you guys so freaking much for listening to today's episode. But wait, before you go, please, please, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Seriously, it helps me out a lot because I'm a fresh baby podcaster over here. So please rate and review, and I will see you guys next Friday. Bye.